Hi there, good morning. Welcome to ET Markets Morning, the show about money, business and markets. I'm Nikhil Agarwal. Let's start with the headlines first. Crypto bill likely to miss budget session. Apple logs its best year in India in 2021, ships 6 million iPhone units. Farm income boost on cards in budget 2022. Now let me give you a quick glance on the state of the markets. Asian stocks opened mostly higher on Tuesday following the holiday in US markets as economic recovery optimism returned to the fore, though traders remain on edge over the prospect of the end to central banks' vast monetary support. Elsewhere, the 10-year US Treasury yield increased 3 basis points to 1.81%. The yen edged higher ahead of the outcome of a central bank policy meeting on Tuesday, while the dollar seemingly ignored US Treasury yields hitting new near 2-year highs on the return from a long weekend break. Bitcoin fell back to around $42,000 and is down about 10% so far in 2022. That said, here's what is making news. Small caps are back to the winning ways after a spell of weakness last month. The BSE Small Cap Index and Nifty Small Cap 100 Index hit record highs on Monday, led by stocks from sectors such as sugar, fertilizers, realty, power, utilities and capital goods. Analysts said investors are betting on some of these sectors on expectations of a share price run-up ahead of the union budget. The initial data of Macro Tech Developers, one of Mumbai's leading real estate companies for the December quarter, has been encouraging. The company, which operates under the brand Lodha, showed 5-10% higher momentum in its Mumbai and London businesses than the analyst estimates. It has been able to bring its debt down faster than anticipated following the recent QIP. The domestic mutual funds increased exposure to cyclical sectors including banking, capital goods, retail and automobiles in December amid ebbing a risk of the third wave of the pandemic to the GDP growth. Cyclicals tend to benefit the most from an economic recovery. According to data from Motilal Oswal Financial Services, the domestic funds raised the weight of cyclicals in the portfolio by 160 basis points year-on-year to 58% in December. Lastly, AGS Transact operates in a rapidly growing banking and finance sector. However, its revenue has been more or less flat in the past 3 years with a drop in net profit in FY21. It reported a net loss in the 5 months of the current fiscal. Given these factors, risk-averse investors need to wait for a clear growth trend to emerge before applying for the IPO. Now, before I go, here is a look at some of the stocks buzzing this morning. The government has extended indefinitely the cutoff date for submission of bids for its stake in Shipping Corporation. Tata Power Renewable Energy has commissioned 2 solar power projects of 50 MW each in UP. Hospital chain Aster DM Healthcare has entered into a 30-year lease agreement to set up its 6th hospital in Kerala. Brokerage firm Angel One has reported a 125% year-on-year growth in consolidated net profit for the December quarter. Do also check out over 24 stock recommendations for today's trade from top analysts on etmarkets.com. That's it for now. Stay with us for all the market news through the day. Happy investing!